This is a HeadGum Podcast.
It's yet another rap intro to the podcast by Mia and the texting pro with crappy jokes and messy quotes from dated songs. I give it up for Vans and the Crap King, yo. The host are these two cruel Jews. They started up on college humor on YouTube, dude. Sees the cheese and you do you. If I had to pick one, I would know whom to choose. If I were you, then I would shoot an email to them to tell you what you're obliged to do. Even though it might seem cruel, they connect us all like a motherfucking hyphen, dude. Of course, I'm talking about Jake and Amir. If you're having a problem, then they're taking the wheel.
You may think it's real.
When they give you advice, they just make fun of you, so grab a tissue and cry. They're gonna pull you so far down into the podcast realm. If I were you, the show starts now.
British street rap. Am I correct?
And if not, please tell me that I am, because I don't know if I can handle being wrong right now.
Not again.
This guy's actually name is Luca, and he's from Luxembourg.
German.
I believe Luxembourg is its own country.
What?
Yeah. That was such a genuine... Wait, what?
Really?
Slow your roll.
Where is that country located?
It's in between two other countries in Europe. It's like a small little island nation. Should I look it up? Not an island, I should say. It's like it's squeezed in between.
I'm so baffled.
So Luxembourg, bordered by Belgium, France, and Germany. Yeah.
Pass.
What?
I don't buy it.
See, it's really small comparatively. You see, France is all this, Belgium is all this, Germany is all this, and then Luxembourg is this little country squeezed in the middle.
And only this guy lives there.
Yeah, his name is Lux. Luxembourg.
His dad's name is Borg.
But no, his name is Luca. So thanks, Luca, for sending that theme song. Let's see, his name is Luca Tonar. You may need to specify with the weird spelling. And I'd like to have a shout out to my homeboy, Manu. I love what you're doing, and I can't wait for future projects. Do you think he means us, or that he's talking
to That's all the shout out to Manu.
Yeah, that's still Manu.
What a weird way to reach Manu.
That was a cool Euro rap song.
Yeah.
And imagine, what if he was from like a real country?
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Like Belgium.
Oh my God.
Can you even imagine if he was in German? Would be such a huge upgrade from Luxembourgian.
Yeah. If he was French.
Luxembourgeois.
I wonder, if you're from Luxembourg, you probably get this all the time, which is like, wait, what is that country? Why is it a country?
You mean,
why isn't it just France?
Why are you even here?
Yeah.
Like at this party?
Yeah, like why is it good for you to be here for this? But we apologize. And if you think about it, we're highlighting the Luxembourg ignorance and then illuminating, letting people know, because yeah. I bet it's not just us that doesn't know about Luxembourg.
If you think we're trash talking Luxembourg right now, then you better give yourself a reality check, because all we did was just talk about your shitty country for like 10 fucking minutes. So like, you didn't hear me say shit about Kuwait or Canada or whatever.
Yeah, like, all those countries with a K.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about your fucking... Congratulations is what you should...
You
should
hijacked the podcast, Luxembourg. Yeah. Exactly what you fucking wanted. And that's it. The opening theme song was by Luca. This is fucking crazy. We spent the whole... Do we spend an hour talking about Luxembourg?
No, as of right now, 4 minutes.
All right, well, let's move on.
I wonder if maybe that's where we should go, because we're talking about where we should go after Ireland and London.
Yeah.
Since we're doing shows in Ireland and London.
That's a fun... Let's let the audience in on our little internal debate.
Yeah.
We always... I guess both times we've been to Europe for shows, we've extended our trip to travel a wee bit.
Yeah, to learn a bit about non-Luxembourg countries, but let's say like an Iceland or a Berlin, a Germany.
Yeah, so this year we're talking about a few places. And I, for instance, I want to go to Croatia.
Uh-huh.
Or Lisbon.
Portugal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Amir wants to go back home immediately.
I want to go to Van Nuys.
I want to come home to Torrance and see my mommy.
I wanted to go to Amsterdam or perhaps Barcelona.
Yes.
Those are my one and two.
Right.
Amsterdam because I feel like it'll be a fun place to experience for a week. And then we don't ever necessarily have to come back. I hear you can do it all. It's not that huge of a place.
And I've heard you can do it all in 2 days. Toad out to you, Amsterdam.
He's a regular Luxembourg, if you ask me.
Luxembourg you can do in 24 minutes.
Yeah. Don't be a Luxembourg, all right? Go to Amsterdam.
But if anybody out there has had some favorite places they've been, let us know.
How would they let us know?
I guess via
Twitter,
or if I were you, you know, if they, I feel like not a lot of people are actually going to respond to it. So.
I bet they will. They'll recommend the country that they live at.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So how about you can't say your own country.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless you live in Croatia and you're like, oh, I have a dope ass yacht that you can come party on.
Tweet at us, Jake and Amir, Jake Hurwitz. We're all ears. But we really have to decide soon. This is getting ridiculous.
Right.
What the fuck is this? This is actually our first podcast. Well, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir. Nice, dude.
Thanks, dude.
This is our first podcast in our new studio.
That was the inaugural
the first in our new studio.
Damn, that's cool.
We have a new HGHQ. We've taken photos, put it on our Snapchat. You put it on your Instagram.
Damn true.
Whether you've seen it or not, we have an office and a studio right now in downtown LA. How many places would you say we've recorded this show in?
Oh, man.
Just to get houses.
Here. To get here.
We got Williamsburg in Brooklyn, my house, my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
We got your apartment in Williamsburg.
The one in the basement?
That's two.
Rec room.
Rec room in
Brooklyn.
Shout out
to Rec Room. Yeah. We did at least one podcast in a hotel room in New York.
Yeah, that's
and
four.
And we did another one at the College Humor office
right,
in New York.
That's five. We also did one at the basement at the Shrubberbs, the Bushwick place you were doing.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so did we... I don't know if we ever did one in my Williamsburg loft, did we? Oh, yeah, we did.
That echoey one I hated.
Okay.
Six. Then we went to LA. We did one at my parents' house. I'm sure more than one at my parents' house when we were living there.
Yep.
That's seven.
We also did one... Didn't we do one on the road in the RV? In a hotel on the way across
country. Nashville or something, or in Austin.
We've done several in hotels.
That's eight. I don't even want to count live shows.
Right, of course.
Then we did our house in Silver Lake. That's nine.
Mm-hmm.
Our house in Santa Monica. That's 10. That was the John Wolfe episode. I remember doing one over there.
We also did the other one in Silver Lake.
Oh, yeah,
I wonder
11.
If this is exciting for anybody. Because we lived in Silver Lake in four different houses.
Yeah. And the carpeted house. Remember when Rose came on and she complained about how carpeted that house was?
The carpet in the bathroom?
Yeah, there was carpet in the bathroom and on the toilet. And the toilet seat cover was also carpet.
And inside the toilet, it was a carpet. Carpet,
yeah. And every time I took a shit and every time I closed my eyes, my eyelids were carpet. Every time I close my eyes.
And then...
That's 12.
I mean, where else did we
And
live?
Then our latest place in Los Feliz that we're moving out of is 13, and this is like 14. And I'm sure we've forgotten at least 10.
I guess just like in terms of places that the podcast has been based, it's pretty fun to see it go from the towel fort in your... one bedroom to this cool downtown office.
Well, it's been 3 years, for Christ's sake.
It's about time.
We started it when I was just turning, I think, wasn't I 20? No, I was, I just turned 30. You were 27. God, and how much we've changed. My opinion on everything is completely topsy-turvy.
Yeah, it's true.
I was engaged. I was married for a bit.
you are still married now. You have children.
I have children. And then I became a thin divorcee. I became a thin little man.
Describing yourself as thin is so funny.
I became thinly. Remember when I thinned myself?
Yes, I was quite thin.
I went through a year or two where I became thin. I thinned me.
I curse you, thinner.
I curse you, thinner. Not a curse if you ask me. I mean,
winner, chicken thinner.
Very
yes,
nice.
Dude.
So why don't we fucking break this shit open? Let's crack a bottle of champagne on this studio. It's not completely built.
No, we don't have the soundproof foaming up yet.
So it'll sound even better if you can imagine that soon enough. But why don't we crack open this first episode in our new studio? Why don't we give these names? How about streets that we used to live on in LA? Mm-hmm. Now that we don't live on them anymore, we can out ourselves. We need a guy's name.
Michael Terena. Michael nice. Terena.
Michael Terena writes, allow me to jump right in. I went home recently and hooked up with this girl I'd been flirting with for a while. We didn't waste much time chatting and quickly went back to her place to climb into bed. The sex was great, except one exception. Sorry, with one exception. She was into choking. Several times while we were going at it, she would extend her arms and wrap her hands tightly around my throat, cutting off circulation to my head. I was kind of shocked, and then would quickly switch position into one where she would be forced to lose her grip without me saying anything. I'm going home again soon, and this girl really wants to hook up again. And I would totally be down, except for the whole, you know, not being able to breathe while fucking her thing. What should I do? Love, Michael Terena.
Ooh.
It's a fun question.
Yeah.
The choking thing, I've never experienced the other way around. Usually it's like, ooh, will you, like, do that to me? I've never heard, like, oh, I'm into choking, so I'm going to strangle you.
Yeah. I think that's kind of the weird thing about choking, because, like,
yeah, she doesn't like to be choked, she just likes to strangle. Like, why can't she just give you an Indian burn?
But, like, I mean, even when you do like choking somebody, it's weird, because, like, I feel like if I was, I'm like a little into choking sometimes, but, like, if I was really into choking, I don't think I could just leap in, because it's kind of a dangerous seeming thing, like, yeah, especially for the first time you're hooking up with someone.
It's how you kill people.
Yeah,
it's how you made people dead in the 1300s.
And I know, like, when I've done it in the past, I hate talking about sex while it's happening.
Oh, really?
I really hate having conversations about, like, what's gonna happen.
What about any, like, little dirty things, like, oh yeah, just like that, oh baby, that's good?
I love when people say that stuff to me,
but
I'm
never gonna say anything.
I mean, I sometimes say the words that you were saying sound like stuff that I would say, maybe without that cadence, like,
right?
Oh yeah, baby.
Yeah, I say it like I'm learning English from a flashcard.
But I'm like kind of quiet, and I really hate, like, discussing, like, logistics.
Oh, like,
so to say, like, if we're hooking up, like, hey, I like to choke a little bit, I'll be, like, gentle and I'll go with, you know, whatever. I don't like to do that. So I, like, what I would do is sort of creep my hand, like, near someone's collarbone. And I feel like that's sort of like, now they understand what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
And if they like it, then they, like, put my hand on their throat.
Oh.
And if they don't, then nothing happens.
Of course.
And that's fine.
Yes.
I guess with this girl, she probably feels like maybe it's a little less threatening to sort of just start choking a guy.
Yeah. Is she doing that because she wants to be choked, or she just...
That's one theory. I think that is one theory.
Hmm.
Because I know in the past, sometimes... like, a girl will bite or pinch or, like, choke because they like to be, like, restrained and fought off.
I thought they pinched you because that's your nickname.
The pinch?
Yeah.
But I guess it really goes back to that, like, everybody is different.
I'm different. Yeah, indifferent.
I'm a little bit...
You're scared right now.
Confused. Well, I'm just, like, I don't know how to say to somebody, I don't want you to choke me.
I like the idea of him switching positions, and then she constantly just finds a new way to choke.
But I guess doggy style is just what you have to do. Because
she turns her entire torso. She's flailing.
Reaching over her head. I think what you can do, if, and, like, keep it kind of sexy, is, like, if she's choking you, you can, like, grab her arms and her wrists and sort of, like, pull them off you a little bit.
Oh.
Just to, like, clear your breathing pattern.
Yeah. Or I bet if you say something non-sexy, like, hold on one second, give me a second to, like, catch my breath, like, she'll be, like, start to feel bad. Like, right. Oh, wait, hold on, I just need to breathe for a fucking second. All right, I'm catching my breath now because you were choking me. All right, get back to what you wanted to do. You think she'd go straight back? All right, perfect.
I think, yeah, I guess it's sort of probably what I would do in this situation is, like, suffer through it a little bit, but, like, at some point or another, like, full on, like, remove her hands from my neck.
Yeah.
And maybe like hope that that results in the post-coital conversation of like, was I choking you too much? And then I would feel a little more comfortable to say like, yeah, you know, it was a little too intense. Yeah. I don't like getting choked that much.
Yeah, because when I can't breathe, it's like I feel faint of me and I can't do it very well.
Well, that's just his opinion. Because some people thrive under the choking, you know?
But I've never heard of like, I get off to choking others. Usually it's like, I like to feel that sensation. Isn't that the whole autoerotic asphyxiation? What is the deal with choking? Like, why is it good to not breathe for a little?
I'm not entirely sure, but you've also only ever been like the dominant sexual partner with people who say, choke me.
Right.
You never like, do you think that it's guys that choke and girls that get choked?
Oh, that's a good question. Like when it's girl on girl or guy on guy, is it usually the bigger guy or the bigger girl that chokes?
I don't know. Cause I don't really think I've ever been in the position where somebody had their hands like around my neck choke. I've definitely been like scratched, bitten, slapped.
It's called Homer Simpsoning you. They say, why you little? Yeah. I bet that wouldn't fly today where they're like, and then the father will choke his son. Oh, that's pretty severe.
They're like way worse shit on shows though.
Where people
like Rick and Morty.
Oh, but I'm talking about like network TV. The dad was choking his son.
Family Guy, though. Family Guy's pretty bad.
Do you think he would choke Stewie?
Stewie used to try to murder his mother.
Yeah, that's true. But that's more Freudian than anything else. A reverse Freud, where a baby is trying to kill his mother and marry his father.
Fair.
So what should he do?
I say he hooks up with her again. She might choke you less this time, but if it remains to be a problem, I think you can... You can still have sex with her and avoid being choked. And then if she chokes twice,
shame on you.
and we'll figure something out.
I like the moving the position that he does. I like the moving her hands for a second to like stop the mood. And hopefully she gets the hint that way.
One other thing he could do is just die in bed.
What?
If he's just dead, like if she chokes him and he dies.
Oh, what if he pretends to pass out?
That'd be really
like, yeah, you like that? And he's like, You killed me. Yeah, like choking on your own puke.
Also, you should try coming while you're being choked. Maybe it'll feel amazing.
What is that thing? Why is choking and coming like what is the correlation between those two? Even like if those people that like autoerotic asphyxiation, do they also like take big bites and don't chew very well because they like getting off to like the danger?
That makes
of
them if they eat a really big bite of a cheeseburger, it makes them come just a little bit.
Whoa, for a second.
Yeah, we should probably have like an autoerotic asphyxiation person.
Asphyxiator. Do you have any like choking memories? Like as a kid? Did you ever choke and almost die?
No, I never choked, but I watched like my little brother choke and I just remember my dad like leaping up and
It seems like it happens like once a year where like a kid like chokes and like the adults all, like I could just hear the noise of like silverware hitting the table and chairs scratching against the floor.
Smack your kid on the back until he It's so weird.
He's okay.
If I was in a cafeteria and there was like a kid that started joking and I leapt up and smacked his back till he spit it out, I would tell everyone, be like, "Hi, I'm a hero. I saved a life earlier." And my dad and mom probably saved us like a jillion times.
Yeah. I heard now I don't remember the advice, is to push it down when like kids are choking instead of trying to push it. Pull it back out.
Really?
Like if someone's choking on something soft. Remember Lonely and Horny? Shout out to Lonely and Horny. Still available on Vimeo. Complete season one.
There you go.
There's a scene where I choke on a donut hole.
Yes.
And I had the theory that it's like sometimes it's better to shove it down like through the passageway because the passageway is narrow. So like that's the thinnest part. But if it goes down or up, you're like creating an oxygen flow.
But what if it's a child, you don't necessarily know what they're choking on.
Right. That's why what it's if you usually like emergency.
A screw goes down into your
kid. Push and then you do the tracheotomy.
Oh, all right.
You'll do a little hole at the Adam's apple and then a pen. You suck out the fluid, the ink and the blood, and then you start breathing for them through their neck, through their trachea.
Huh. Emergency and that'll make them nut.
And then That'll get them off. All right. The little 5-year-old Buster. He's also known as a Buster. So good luck, dude. This is what I call a good problem to have. A hot bae wants to choke you in the sack.
Did he say she was hot?
A girl I've been flirting with for a while. So at the very least, he's hot to her.
Fine.
Are you mad?
I'll allow it. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. No, some people are ones and some people are nines. I'm a 10.
Some people are ones and some people are nines.
But nothing in between.
So you can only be a not one, a nine, or a 10?
I'm kidding, man. Everyone's a 10.
Except for the ugly people.
Then they're fucking ones.
Yeah, or you're a 5.
Or there are a couple of numbers in between. Yeah, but I don't rank people based on number. Just based on their looks, is there a number? Do you know what I mean?
So yeah, you quantify people's level of attractiveness.
No, you can't do that. Like, it's so fucked up. But I'm saying if you're hot, then you're a 7 through a 10.
So that you are doing that.
No. Exactly. No way. No way. Do you rank human beings based on what? If you think they're hot or not? If you think they're an 8 or a 9 or a 10? And if they are, that means they have a slamming body and a good face.
I guess. I don't know. Are you speaking against it? Are you into it?
Of course not. Or I'm into it. Or whatever.
We got another question from another guy.
Okay. Then his name is Lafayette.
Lafayette writes, I've been on Tinder for a while, and I matched with this girl who showed very big interest in me from the get-go. After talking to her for a day, I got her Snapchat, and as soon as she sent me a picture, I had a horrible realization. She looks exactly like my sister. I don't know what to do. She's smart, and she's funny, but I think I've lost all interest in her romantically. Should I tell her? What should I be upfront in saying that she looks like my sister and is automatically disgusting to think of in a romantic way? Should I make up an excuse saying that we were just not compatible? Should I friend zone her and keep her around? Or should I just ghost her and disappear? You guys are dope, and I love your podcast. Thanks, Love Lafayette.
Should I friend zone her?
Should I put her in the friend zone?
I'm going to stow her away in the friend zone.
Goodbye forever, my love.
She's going deep, deep, deep into the friend zone.
Locking her in a basement.
Interesting. I've had this problem before.
Really?
Yeah.
Which is weird because you look like your sister.
Yeah, that makes sense. I bet people have had, well, I don't know. I would think people have like maybe liked my sister and then been like, she looks like her brother.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't hook up with your sister because it would be like making out with Jake.
Right. I guess that's why you couldn't. But like if you met my sister first and then you met me, it's like, oh, well, I couldn't hook up with Jake.
Well, I can't hook up with any girl that has a brother because that makes me a little bit gay. Because like there's a fucking dude out there that like shares your fucking genetic
code.
All of
a sudden I'm getting plowed by, I think, a dude or a girl that basically is a dude.
Yeah, because they have the same fucking rents. So like I don't know if I'm going down
well,
on a
even
girl
then, if
I'm
think
sucking
about
a
that,
dick.
Dude, I think I love where you're headed, but like I'll take it one step further. Like, what if you have sex with a girl and she has a mom, which is obviously chill.
That's tight. But that's fine because that's like a
but
woman.
Then she has a father.
Okay.
So you know that she actually, your girl that you're fucking came from a dick. Do you know what I'm saying?
So what?
So you're one step removed
from like,
I mean, I challenge you to find a sexual experience you've ever had that isn't a wee bit gay to you.
Okay, let me think. Just scrolling back in my life.
Have you ever hooked up with a girl?
I made out with a dude. I guess that's a little bit right. Gay.
Well, did he have like a mom and a sister?
He had two sisters.
That takes
and a
it
mom.
Back a couple notches.
Okay, but then there was a point in time, actually, right. That I did kiss a woman on the lips.
Okay.
But come to think of it, there's a chance that her father once kissed those very same lips.
Oh, that is, dude, you just French kissed it. Two guys then, basically.
Yeah. Well, later that night, I did French kiss two guys.
I forgot the question.
What do you do when a girl looks like a girl that you like looks like your sister?
In the past, I think hooked up with them once and then stopped.
Just like you would with your actual sister. It's not incest if it only happens once, people.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that I wouldn't do it at all, but I guess I wanted to, like...
But then again, one is your zero.
Well, like, you haven't
when
even
someone
better.
Is unattractive, you'll only hook up with them once. When someone is disgusting to you, you'll only fuck them once.
That's true.
Yeah, like, oh, she was so gross, I think I only want to fuck her once.
That's very accurate.
Yeah, very binary. Worst case scenario, I fuck her once.
All right, okay. That's
you're a fucking animal, dude. I love
That's funny.
Yes, Hurwitz is back, dude. Well, he'll fuck anything once. Yeah. You heard of the guy who'll try anything once? Yeah, well, this guy will fuck anything once.
I'm very lonely.
I don't care if it's a fucking woman, a dude, a lobster. I saw this guy fucking a fucking a hero, a lamb hero, and he was my hero.
Actually.
He came to Ziki's
The reason I do a lot of it is it comes from a place of deep, dark insecurity. And fear.
What's that, dude?
I guess I'm morbidly afraid of being alone, but even more so, I'm terrified of...
You're the fucking man, dude. What are you talking about?
Maybe I'm really afraid of being together, you know? Because what kind of man am I, and who would
accept...
Dude,
you're a fucking... You are the man, dude. You really are the man, dude.
I was the man. I'm pieces of a man. I'm a million tiny little pieces, and I'll never be.
You're the king,
I'm a Humpty Dumpty,
man.
I'm not a king. I'm a court jester.
You're my fucking
off with my head. I'm telling you, man.
No, man. You're kind of like making me sad now that you're looking sad.
The guy you look up to.
Yeah.
The golden idol.
You really
are. Look a little under that coat. He's a paper mache. Nothing.
The emperor has new clothes, brother man, and I love him, dude.
No, the emperor. The emperor's clothes are irrelevant because he's not really an emperor.
All right, dude. Yeah. Come on, man.
He's a beggar. He's a pauper. He doesn't rule anything except for his own mind, which is in shambles.
I love it, dude. You're a fucking poet, dude. I fucking love poetry, dude.
Oh, yo, hey, dude. Yo, Serge, man.
Serge, dude, let's do a fucking acrostic. I'll start with your name, dude. Jake, just, accent, or whatever. Kicks ass. Elephants, dude.
Awesome, Serge. Yeah, dude. I'll do some, like, watercolor around this thing. We can get a frame, man.
What happened to us? Where are we? Where did we end up?
Don't hook up. Don't date with people that you look like your sister. They're not going to stop looking like your sister. Unfortunately, that's my advice.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more questions after this. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch,
You'll just use that code SEGMENTS.
SEGMENTS.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. Bonjour.
Je m'appelle Tobavo.
So we decided to go to Paris for a year. And that's where we are now.
If you're hearing this, we are on the Parisian canals. Are there canals in Paris? That's Venice.
Here's an interesting fact. If you're listening to this the day it comes out, Monday, May 30th? Yeah, Monday, May 30th. We're in fucking New Zealand.
What?
We are in Queenstown or Queensland?
One of those.
Queenstown, Queensland. Let me look it up.
Queensburg.
I'm sick of relying on my ignorance. We're in New Zealand right now.
Yeah. We are recording this on a Tuesday.
Nice, dude.
And we leave tomorrow night, Wednesday, to go to New Zealand.
How's that?
We'll be... I guess everybody, by the time they're listening to this, will probably know via Snapchat or Instagram what's going on.
Yeah, we're going to be tweeting up for a storm. We're going to be Facebooking, snapping all over the place. It is Queenstown, New Zealand. We're going to be in Auckland. We're going to be in Wellington. We're going to be in Christchurch. We're going to be in Queenstown. We're going to soak in as much New Zealand as we possibly can in 6 days.
During your lovely, lovely frigid winter.
And
we only visit the southern hemisphere at the wrong time.
Yeah, I don't know how we always end up there, but thanks to Air New Zealand for hooking us up with a flight and making our adventure come true. They asked us if we'd want to have a nice 6 day adventure, and we said, fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude.
So thanks to them for hooking us up. And if you want to follow along, I think Snapchat's going to be the main one.
Yeah, we'll be snapping it.
I'm Amir Bloom, AmirBlOom on Snapchat.
And I am Jake Da Man. You guys can remember that because I am Da Man. And the Da is spelled D-A, and I am Jake Da Man 85, because that's the year that I was born, 1985. I'm going to get this pitch down under 10 seconds soon. Jake Da Man,
yeah.
85.
Under 10 seconds so that you can explain what your screen name is on Snapchat in a video before it expires.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So that's going to be fun. Hopefully we get to meet some people over there. There are some listeners from our show, or from our podcast and viewers from our show, fans on Facebook that live in New Zealand. It'd be fun to somehow find a way to meet up with one of them.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'd like to meet a Maori tribesman or woman.
Oh.
I want to be taught one of those cool ass...
the dance.
Yeah, the dance and the...
The dance that they do.
What is it
before.
Called? Like the raka, the saka, the...
The haka?
Haka? Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. I can't wait to learn the name of the dance.
Hey, everybody. I'd really like to hear your raka saka.
You think you'll bungee jump?
My inclination is no.
Right, just because it's scary.
Yeah, I think being 30, I just don't give a fuck about adrenaline rushes anymore. I get kind of a good adrenaline rush when I go to Home Depot and I look at the plants at this point. You know, so bungee jumping, that makes me feel a little tired.
The pros and cons are kind of interesting when it comes to bungee jumping, because the pros are, or the cons is death. You either die or maybe get disembodied, your leg falls off, or you wrap something around the cord and then it takes your arm off. And then the pros is feeling like kind of cool for a little bit. You're just like, woo.
Yeah.
So I would say the cons outweigh the pro.
Like, it'll change your life or whatever. It doesn't really apply to me because I feel like I already live most of my life, 30 years of it. We're good. I'm on the tail end of it here.
Oh, so like, so you're saying like there's not a lot of cons like if you die because you're already like 30.
Oh, no, I'm saying like I don't want to change my out. Like, I don't need my life to change or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm just setting my ways. This is my old age.
Right.
30 is my twilight years.
You are laying down, icing your finger that you injured.
I'm falling apart right here.
On a heel that you can't walk on.
I'm falling apart. I'm elevating my heel because my heel hurts, and I'm icing my finger because I tore my fucking finger pulley.
Yeah, and my back kind of hurts. I think I slept on it. Weird.
This podcast is going to be us talking about our ailments one day, and that day is now.
One whole day. Can you imagine the time where we just talk about our ailments right
now?
How's
your back feeling? What's going on?
I fear it's a pinched nerve. I don't know what's...
I'm the pinch.
Nice, dude.
And I don't get on everybody's nerves. Pinch, pinch, pinch. Pinch, pinch, pinch. Pinch your booty. Pinch your booty.
I think our London tickets are on sale too. Are you okay?
And I have a cold.
Any tickets that we can announce will be done so on ifireshow.com. That London show is just one show, I believe.
Just one show, one night.
But it's going to be a big theater. We want to pack the shit out of it. So get your tickets now. I think the date on that will be August 2nd or 3rd. One of those.
Basically,
days.
My birthday. So y'all better come.
Oh, that'll be a fun little birthday present for you.
Yeah.
So we'll see you guys there. And then Dublin, I think they haven't even announced the comedy fest. It's a comedy festival. I don't know if it's been announced or what tickets are available.
You guys will be in Dublin. Just don't make any plans for July 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Is that fine?
I don't know which one.
Your calendar open.
Maybe it's 28th, 29th, and 30th. Is it only 3 days?
Yeah, 28th, 29th, 30th.
All right. That's when we're going to be there.
Again, information all up on our website. Anything else we should talk, or should we get right into another question?
I just want to say I love the fans.
What's that?
I just want to say I love the fans.
I know, and I do too. I was going to say I love the fans as well.
I was going to say that I love the fans, and to them I say toda. Toda to the fans, to the day ones.
Totally, and I think I also was going to say, when you were like, when I said, is there anything else we want to say, I wanted to be like, I love the fans more than Jake, and I think that they're super awesome. I think they're like super awesome and
awesome, dude. And I want to also be like, yo, I love the fans, my day ones. I think everybody who's been out there seasoning their cheese in the most hashtag dope ways, they are my gullies.
Awesome.
So I'm serious about that.
No, but I was
anybody who understood all those references, that's what makes you day one.
Yeah, and whether you understood the references or you're not, whether you're listening to the podcast or you're not, whether you're overhearing this on a train because someone's like wearing headphones and it's really loud and you can sort of hear it, you guys are all, I love all you guys, whether you're fans, whether you're not fans, whether you're just like some random guy.
So I feel like you're making a little less special because now you're saying you love everyone, even if they are just sitting near someone that's playing the podcast.
I'm thinking,
so if it's three people on the train and there's one person that's listening to our podcast,
I got a lot of love to give.
One person
and
that's asleep,
lot
and another
love.
Person who's just sort of housing a sandwich, but they're like hearing this a little bit. You say, I love you to all
sleeper,
three of them.
A sandwich eater, whether you're talking to me or not talking to me, whether you're listening to this or not, I love, love, love you to the fans. And I do. And I really do. And I was going to say that I love the fans.
You did say that.
I'll be the last and the first to say that I love the fans.
All right. Well, that's enough. We've taken enough of our dear fans' time with this.
No, right. That's
let's
what I was saying. We should move on.
I know. Let's move on.
I was going to say, let's give the fans. No, I love the fans. I was going to say I love the fans so much that I think we should move on.
And I agree. So let's move on. Right. This next question, I love the fans the most, comes from...
Let's call this guy the fans because I love him the most and I want to name him after the person that I love the most, and that's the fans. So remember that.
Touche, dude.
You can't. That was the last one. That one upped it the most.
You win. Can't think of an organic way to insert my love of the fans.
The fans writes, hey guys, so I live in Austin, and we've recently gone through a crazy period in which Uber Lyft tried to essentially buy the rights to not have to do full background checks that are required under Austin law. They spent about $5 million on an advertising campaign, which ultimately would have been less than just doing the damn background checks, and they pulled out of the city when their bill did not pass. Now, we are without ride sharing. Unfortunately, Austin has shitty public transportation, but I have made it work in the past. I have been super frugal, and I have a free bus pass because I'm a University of Texas student, so I have taken the bus for years to save the $7 it would take to ride downtown in an Uber. My friends have not caught on to how to do this properly and have been asking me for rides downtown. They started off saying, "Hey, we'll pay you as much as if you're a Lyft driver to take us downtown." And I was glad to make a quick $20 to drive 20 minutes. Recently, I fell into financial trouble. Don't get addicted to dip, boys and girls. And I have been jumping on more opportunities to take them. Last night, they asked me for a ride and I said, "Usual rate," and they got pissed. Granted, they were all fairly drunk at this point, but they insisted that I was not being a bro and begging for chump change. One of my friends gave in and Venmo'd me $20. After this, my bank account now has $20.01 in it. That's right, I literally had 1 cent left in my bank account. When I dropped them off, he turned around and casually said, "Just Venmo me it when you get back on your feet." What the fuck? Am I required to do this? He basically paid me to drive him, then immediately asked for my money back once I fulfilled the service he paid me for. Should I Venmo him right back this second? I wouldn't have taken them if I knew they weren't gonna pay me, and I have honestly been giving them free rides for years. I never started the usual rate trend, and I was only assuming that my continued involvement with driving them would merit continued payments. What should I do? Love the fans.
Oof, that is...
Imagine a dystopian future where Uber and Lyft don't exist in your city.
Isn't that weird?
What a sad place that would be.
We are already there. If Uber just went away, I don't even know what the fuck I would do.
Yeah, I'd be like stranded.
It's almost like, can you imagine if you didn't have your cell phone or the internet?
Right.
You know, like people just, it's been around for so long that people sort of like have not grown up with it completely, but like, come into adulthood with it for sure.
Yeah, we basically don't know Los Angeles without Uber.
I think this guy's friends are kind of pieces of shit. Like, they can't just request rides downtown for free willy-nilly.
Yeah.
It's like a
half favor. So they sort of needed him, and then he said he would only do it if they paid him.
And they were like,
go fuck yourself. But then also they needed the ride.
But then, so then they did say, fine, we'll pay you. And then they said, you have to give us the money back.
This is sort of capitalism in a nutshell. It's this guy seeing a hole in the marketplace. There's no more Uber, no more Lyft. He's saying, okay, suddenly there needs to be a new competitor, someone that rides below the law for a little bit. I'll ship your ass around town for $20. And it's a take it or leave it situation. You either got it or you don't. The friends paid for it. I don't think you owe them your money back.
Of course not. I mean, I guess my bigger advice is to, these guys sound like jackasses. And I would just stop doing it altogether for money and for free because I see it going badly.
Really, I see it growing into some sort of a side hustle.
Well, like you don't go into business with your friends. So like if he starts saying like this is the usual rate, then they're going to start saying like, okay, well, can I get a discount, or like, can you not charge me this time, can it be a favor? And then you start to feel like an asshole when you're saying no to your friends. So just don't do it. It's not worth it.
When I say keep doing it, they'll suddenly spread the word. They'll be at a bar, be like, yeah, I couldn't fucking Uber here, but my buddy drove us for $20. And then another group of friends will be like, well, $20, that's pretty good. Maybe we'll pay him to drive us back. You drive him back, you give him your card, that spreads the word. Suddenly you're driving people willy-nilly hither and thither at $1 a minute. You're making $60 an hour. You work 4 hours a night, 5 nights a week. You're making it. You're in the rich. You're in the red. You're in the black. You're in the green. And that's the color that matters the most. You went from one penny to a million. And you know what? There's no looking back. And you tell your friend, you wanted the $20? You want the $20 back? Here's $2,000. Here's $20,000. I don't need this shit anymore. Because you don't need that cash anymore. You know why? Because you moved to Luxembourg. Everything is super cheap there. We're talking whitefish sandwiches for 5 cents a pop. You're living like a king for $200 a year. And the year is actually 1934. So super stagflation. There's wheelbarrows. People are walking around with wheelbarrows full of cash. It's not even worth the paper it's printed on. You're not laughing all the way to the bank. The bank is laughing at you for getting there. Where'd you get a wheelbarrow? You know where you got it? Fucking Austin, Texas. And you can blame it on the fucking Uber / Lyft, the panhandlers, the fat cats on 6th Street in Congress who couldn't get their shit together. Who spent, what did he say, $5 million on a campaign that would have been easily spent on background checks. I don't know.
I feel like you just, you know, you don't owe your friend $20.
What? What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. sorry. So your advice was to move to Luxembourg in 1934.
No, yeah, I was just saying, like that was just another option. You said you didn't have to owe me
a couple years. I mean, it must, yeah. Yeah.
We don't have to agree on every little bit of advice.
Yeah, I was just going to say maybe don't offer your services to drive people downtown, like take it off. You're off limits now.
That's totally
valid. But you
valid
wanted
too.
Them to. You'd
no,
want
I'm
them
saying
to,
that's another.
You wanted him to just become
valid,
a taxi driver
valid.
And move across the country.
The show is If I Were You.
Right.
It's like, what would you do if you were you? And that's what I would do.
Yeah.
And you would do something else. And then it's up to this guy to decide which. I'm not here to say which idea is more
right.
or less feasible than the other.
Well, one is just like you don't drive your friends around for any amount of money, and the other one is relocate
right.
to a foreign country and eat
no,
whitefish
yeah.
sandwiches. You wanted him to eat whitefish sandwiches that were 5 cents.
I don't know what I said specifically.
Right.
But
well, that was one thing you said.
All right.
You said $200 a year.
It's up to you to decide, dude. It's all
you
I'm
could
saying.
Live like a king. And and also imagine that the money wasn't worth anything. Okay.
Yeah. You take it or leave it, baby.
Leave it. Love the fans.
It's up to him, totally. We're going to figure out this nitrous oxide leak in the office. But we got to get out of here. This has been a silly episode. But if you have your own questions, your own theme song submissions, that address for everything is ifireyoushow@gmail.com. The opening one was written by our famous favorite Luxembourger, Luca Tonar. And this closer is written by Jack Reynolds. We'll be back next week if we survive our New Zealand trip. If we go bungee jumping, I don't know. Who's to say?
Yeah.
Toda, we'll be back soon. Bye.
If I were you, I would stop being a dick. If I were you, I would YouTube that chick. If I were you, I would seize the cheese. If I were you, show@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.